Is there any announcements we need to make tonight? Well, I was trying to think of something to speak about tonight. And I just couldn't come up with anything. And I just kept thinking. And some circumstances from this last week. And then I started reading a book that Sandy got from Beth. Kind of stuck something out of it, about Thomas Jackson. Does everybody know who Thomas Jackson is?
Stonewall,
right. Stonewall Jackson. And what kind of piqued my interest, I haven't got all the way through it yet. I'm just now getting to where the Civil War started. But they talked about how this guy, how he grew up and how he was in the Mexican War and then when he was teaching and that type of thing. And I learned a lot of things that I never knew about. All I knew about him before was that he was a great Confederate general. That's all I knew, you know, and that they called him Stonewall because he stood out in amongst the hail of bullets. But I thought it was kind of interesting. He was an instructor at VMI, Virginia Military Institute. And from what I can understand from the book, he wasn't a real great instructor. And he was very boring, kind of like I am. And he stuttered around a whole lot. And his cadets made a lot of fun of him. They talked about him behind his back. I hope you don't talk about me behind my back. But anyway, that's kind of the way he was. But, you know, there was a lot of people that didn't like his teaching. There were some folks that wanted to get rid of him. But there was also a lot of folks that supported him. And, I mean, he wasn't a very good instructor, like they said. But he was a man of integrity and character. He was a Christian. He believed in his Lord Jesus Christ and as Savior. He lived what he walked the talk. And he was very concerned about people's souls. And it kind of impressed me about everything else about him is the fact that he was concerned about other people. And at the time, he was concerned about the slaves also, which was not uncommon from what the book says. But still, I mean, he had a different way of going about things. He had a black Sunday school class of approximately 150 people. So, I mean, he had a heart for the black people too. But you know, I got to thinking about where is our witness? He had a witness. The folks, some of the folks in town, in the area, in Lexington there, where he was teaching at, wanted to get rid of him. And because of his character and because of the kind of person he was and the kind of man he was, the fact that he cared for souls and he cared for people, he had enough support to where he was able to stay on as an instructor there. Even though there were some folks that didn't want him around because he wasn't as good an instructor as he could have been. But at any rate, I got to thinking about that, about the man's witness. And, last week about a week and a half ago now, a young woman died. She fell from a cliff. We knew that. We knew her. And she had been in our home several times and she had been within our sphere of witness. And as far as we know, I mean, no one will know but her and the Lord, but as far as we know, she was not a believer. Even though she had been in our home and we had tried to live the way we should in front of her. But, I got to thinking about what is my witness? What kind of a witness am I? And so, I mean, you never know who you're going to influence. In what way? I had a friend. I've told some of you this story before, but I had a friend while I was in the Army, and he called himself an atheist. He had a girlfriend that was a Christian, And she wrote him, and every time she'd write him, she'd send him one of these little, what was it, tracts, gospel tracts. And every time he would get it, he'd throw it on the floor and he'd read the letter and go on. And I picked up one of those tracts one time and I came under conviction. And that, because of that, I became a Christian. Well, I mean, I don't know that girl. I'll never know her. She doesn't know me, but her influence had some control over what my life was like. And so, you know, you never know. And everybody has a witness, whether it's good or bad, whether it's for the Lord or or whether or not. And, you know, I think, you know, there's also a lot of good people out there. I mean, just because you're a good, honest businessman that don't cheat people and that type of thing, I mean, you're a good person, but does that count for eternity? The fact is that do you care for a person's soul? I mean, I can think a lot of fine people, you know, not to belittle any kind of a religion, but I, you know, a lot of fine people that are Mormons. But, you know, they're wonderful people. They're good, moral, upstanding folks, but, you know, are they concerned about the souls of man and Jesus Christ? And so, I mean, basically that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. And I'm just going to read a few scriptures here that kind of tell us that we ought to be this way. And I'll start off with Matthew 5:13 through 16. Lost a corner of my Bible. You are the salt of the earth, but if you lose the salt, but if the salt has lost its savor, with what shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Next scripture is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Next scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatever ye do, do it all to the glory of God. Next scripture is Ephesians 5:8-10. For ye were once darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. The last scripture I have is 1 John 1, 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that's all the scriptures I have, and I know that's very short and sweet, that's about all I have. If there's any questions or any comments that anybody would like to make, you know, feel free. But, you know, I just got to thinking, you know, I was just reading that book, and I thought, this guy, you know, Jackson, he was a genuine individual, and people loved him. They said he was clumsy, and he was peculiar, but he had a genuine love for people and a love for Christ. I haven't read about his battles or anything else yet. It may shed some other light on the man. But from what I've read so far, I thought, you know, he had a real witness. And do I have that kind of a witness? Do we have that kind of a witness? I mean, we should all like to have that. But, you know, we should work every day towards that, I guess. That's all I have. I guess we'll close in prayer. John Pettit, would you close us in prayer, please?